There are so many good, legitimate, and well-run nonprofit entities, like the Salvation Army. The commissioner, the head man of the Salvation Army, receives an annual salary of, are you ready for this? $13,000 per year. That's all. $13,000 per year. And a housing allowance, a small one. That's the total compensation of Commissioner Todd Bassett, who in return runs a $2 billion, with a B, a $2 billion organization. That to me sounds like a man working for and paid as a result of a loving heart and a willingness to give back to humanity. Does it not to you? And then there is the American Legion and its national commander, who receives, are you ready for this, zero salary. Nothing, nada, no money. No compensation for running this good organization. God bless that person. Or the veterans of foreign wars, its national commander, who receives zero salary. Nada, nothing. What an act of charitable love. God bless you, American Legion. And God bless you, veterans of foreign wars. You do nonprofit business right. Or the disabled American veterans and its national commander, who receives zero salary. A beautiful human being at work. And zero salary for the national commander of the Military Order of Purple Hearts and the Vietnam Veterans Association and Make-A-Wish Foundation and St. Jude Research Hospital. Zero salary on the part of these executives. And $1.2 million for UNICEF salary? God bless the leaders of these good organizations who mean what they say what they mean. Honest to the core, and their financial statements verify that. By the way, you know, you can get financial statements from these nonprofit organizations. They're required to file them. And now contrast that with our federal government as it doles out its entitlements, its so-called giving, which results so often in billions and billions of dollars of waste and fraud and misuse. And we the people come to expect that, even accept the fact that there will be fraud, that all the while there are different standards of accountability for nonprofit organizations, public and private, especially those with causes Christian or conservative. Ooh, boy, if you're one of those, you may have serious problems. But not for the government. Why is that? There are certain types and kinds of giving and gifts which are not deductible, or only partially so. The federal government is intent upon controlling the gift and the deductibility as much as possible. When working for a nonprofit corporation, only certain expenses can be deducted. Gifts of property in kind, like art or automobiles, have very strict guidelines and regulations with respect to giving and deductibility. Some are necessary and some are good, but all find themselves under the control of federal or state governments. Giving then becomes a head game and not from the heart. One has to research and investigate, even seek the advice of an accountant or a certified public accountant, in order to make certain that the gift is accurate, efficient, and legal and deductible. It is as though giving becomes more like investment, controlled and regulated, which can do harm to the heart. Giving can become so complicated that it seems no longer like giving. Any individual entity which accepts gifts should be held fully accountable. Mailboxes are full of direct mail asking for money. Don't you get them over and over again, especially at this time of year? Emails and texts do the very same thing, asking for money. The marketing is elaborate. The requests well done and written by those who know how to motivate giving. They tug on the heartstrings, using all possible emotions, including concern and fear and love and empathy and so much else. They ask for your monies and state the ultimate use of those monies, but really only in generalities. But in so many cases, there really is no accountability, no follow-up. No report to the donor of the net effect, the bottom line of the gift, and the results it produced. We allow that to happen time and time again. We give to political organizations without accountability. We don't know how they spend our money. We participate in surveys, but only as we give. hardly ever knowing the results of those surveys or being assured of follow-up after the fact. Hasn't that happened to you so many times? We give to large nonprofit entities like the American Cancer Society or Habitat for Humanity or the American Red Cross and so many others, never knowing how our gift, our money, was applied or the results achieved from our hard-earned money. Business as usual for the entity when the gift is given. We seem to give in generalities with the hope, sometimes not even the expectation, that our gift will be used as intended and result in benefit for mankind through that organization. But so often, we never really know for sure. We never get the results. Every charity, public or private, must be registered with the federal government and approved by the IRS. The appropriate tax code section is 501c3. 501c3. A 501c3 nonprofit entity must abide by the terms and conditions of that tax code provision or the public charter. The right to accept gifts and consequently the deductibility of those gifts would be revoked. Nonprofit organizations are required to file tax forms and otherwise in many cases publish financial statements available to the giving public. You can find out where they stand financially if you really want to. The prudent giver should know that and in so many cases should ask, even require, that an organization produce a financial statement for you, which done right accounts for every dollar and otherwise complies with IRS requirements. Why don't you get that information? The giver can then at least know much more about the credibility of the organization, how it applies its funds, and whether or not the gift as intended was used accordingly. And at this Christmas season and year end, we the givers, we should demand that kind of accountability and that kind of transparency and that kind of financial accountability in every way. A gift given without proper vetting of the organization to whom it is given, which may possibly result in potential misuse of that gift, is a gift incomplete, and it's robbed of its charitable intention and its ultimate purpose. Therefore, please direct your gift, my fellow Americans, and follow that gift to the end result, the objective you intended with your money. Money given is precious, and please make sure it's used right. And then there are those who despair of government and its entitlements on the one hand and large public charities on the other, believing that they are inefficient, wasteful, often misusing or abusing funding and gifting, and these charitable philanthropic individuals want to do things differently. So, they start their own private non-profit foundations. Entertainers and actors do that. Wealthy business persons do that. Athletes, incredibly wealthy athletes and well-intended, start their own foundations, their own non-profit organizations. They adopt causes and attempt to do charitable things right. They, with their hand-picked board of directors, make the decisions and direct the use of the funds. And that's good as long as those funds are well used. So many take no compensation, although some may. And any funds as given are used as represented, for the most part. And that is such a very good thing and so necessary in a day and age gilded, dishonest, corrupted, and even immoral. Some few, perhaps, are operated illegally. It happens everywhere. Some are operated immorally, and some are even operated criminally. But for the most part, the vast majority of private nonprofit foundations are good for America and adopt purposes and objectives which would otherwise not be accomplished. Support them if they do the right thing. Many specialize in very specific causes. For example, rather than cancer generally, some such good private nonprofit organizations will focus on a cancer, such as lymphoma or myeloma or pancreatic cancer, and fund research for the cure of that particular cancer. Good organizations, purposeful and well-directed, worthy of your support and your giving. Then there are those private nonprofit organizations which may provide legal services for the poor, for causes, representation which is otherwise unavailable or unaffordable by so many people, like Judicial Watch, the ALCJ, and the like. Good organizations, good works, purposeful, committed to specific causes, often ignored by large nonprofits. They are worthy of vetting, and please vet them. And then, funding and giving. Why, we, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, have started and funded our very own private nonprofit corporations. The one is Christian and spiritual in nature. That is, the Young People's Church of the Air. The Young People's Church of the Air. And the other is secular in purpose. We call it the Percy Fund. The Percy Fund, named after my father, Percy Crawford. Each organization is comprised of a board of directors and officers and functions with donations from private individuals and gives to well-vetted Christian nonprofit organizations on the one hand and conservative, secular nonprofit entities on the other. It is entirely rewarding, my fellow Americans, to know that any and all monies received and given out by both organizations will be used entirely as intended, 100%. Of everything given to both those corporations is given out in return for the need and for the benefit of others. Each such organization demands follow-up and reporting and results and the constant flow of information from any organization to which we give. Officers and directors often travel, ours do, at their expense, to personally investigate the organization and its charitable activities. The board of directors of each of our organizations, the Young People's Church of the Air and the Percy Fund, make certain that we do everything humanly possible to be sure that the gifts we give achieve their end purpose. We think of such giving as investment rather than a mere gift. We are investing in mankind spiritually and physically. We intend the growth of the heart and the body both. We hunt for cures spiritually and physically. We want, as the old saying goes, to make the world a better place in our very own small way. The rewards for those of us who give to these nonprofit corporations are tremendous and enormous. Our two nonprofit corporations pay no salaries, no salaries of any kind. Our two nonprofit corporations provide no benefits of any kind, nor do we reimburse expenses out of the corporation. When legitimate expenses are incurred, they are fully reimbursed by one or more directors, given back to the corporation, so that each of our nonprofit organizations can say with the fullest integrity that every dollar given is given out and given back in return. Every dollar. We are proud of that integrity at work, and we rest comfortable with the full assurance that operating with standards high and demanding allows our giving to be as productive as humanly possible. And with your giving, you should do the same. Think, vet, investigate before you give. That money you give is yours, so often hard-earned, and it should be given with the very highest of assurances. Get from your gift not only the joy of giving, but perhaps the greater joy of getting back the joy and the gratitude of the one to whom you give it. And now, my fellow Americans, comes Politics 2016. Literally billions of dollars will be given to political parties. Billions. And to political causes and to politicians. Billions upon billions of hard-earned American dollars, even though all such gifts are not tax-deductible. They're not. And in fact, there are minimums applied for such giving, but nonetheless, billions, billions will be raised. Such funds are called gifts, but in reality, they are not gifts. They are investments with the expectation of return, full consideration as a result of the gift. Donors expect results. Political results for the world at large, our very own nation, and including and especially the donors, their very own self-interests. Such funding or giving may be necessary, but it really lacks any spiritual or charitable or loving motivation. That kind of political investment should never, ever replace true spiritual giving and giving from the heart. Never. And then there is the ultimate, the final giving. There comes that time for all mankind when life is over and you and I are replaced by an estate. Wow. We will to others, and especially our family, what we have and as we can. That is, whatever is left after federal, state, and local government exacts from our states. Each of us should carefully think through how we give at death, even as we do in life. We should use our wealth, our possessions for good. Many do everything possible to make certain the government gets as little as possible in taxes, creating estate plans for wealth management, and carry on after death as much as possible. We should do the very best we can to make certain that what we have worked for in life carries on and carries over after death. Inheritance should be for those well-deserving and right-thinking. No one is entitled, including and especially family or friends or any entity, to what we have achieved in life. We should do what is right and as we are led, but we should do it right. So many have poorly executed or no will at all. Many know little or care less about legal consequences at death. Tragically, so much money and so many assets are wasted because of such personal negligence. Do you have a will, and a will well done? An estate well structured and well done with trusts, well-appointed executors and advisors is our last opportunity to give and give back and give right. You should make sure that you do that no matter how much or how little you have or leave. Make certain your final act of giving in this life, your will, your estate, is done right. So now, my fellow Americans, we come to this blessed season, year-end. We celebrate joyfully Christmas, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the babe of Bethlehem. We celebrate Hanukkah and all that it means, such a cherished several days of joy and giving on the part of Jewish brethren. There are other holidays and celebrations for other cultures and religions, all occurring at year-end with an opportunity for all to engage and be joyful. It is a wonderful season, December is, and it is followed by the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day celebrations and resolutions and hopefully the expectation of a new year of all things better, preceded by the last year which prayerfully ends well. Giving is such an integral part of the season. There is Santa Claus and presents for children and for adults and for loved ones, loving gifts as expressions of our love for others. December and year-end provides a season for celebration, for joy, for loving and giving. And so let us celebrate and let us give joyfully and lovingly to others and for the benefit of mankind. The more we give, the more we receive. The more an open heart opens a wallet, the better the world and the better are we. Let us never miss the opportunity to grow spiritually through the incredible act of giving. Giving. We the Christians celebrate what we view as the greatest gift of God to mankind, namely the babe of Bethlehem, the Christ of glory. We celebrate that gift every day of the year, and especially on the blessed Christmas Day. That gift is the supreme act of divine love, and it should motivate us to give back all we can, in return, and to do it with all joy. Nothing beats the joy received from giving. Nothing. Give and give again, and give always. And God bless you.